Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
What's going on, Charles?
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Is that R&B?
That's what we're talking about today, right?
We are. We're talking about R&B. I thought it was dead, man. So everybody keeps telling me.
Is it?
I'm going to say no. Is it on life support? Is it in a hospital bed somewhere? Maybe.
We know music evolves, right?
And I think that, you know,
I think in the form that perhaps we're used to, what we grew up on is very different. I don't know that we find the artists that, you know, you could probably rattle off just off the top of your head 20 like top 100 artists of, you know, the 80s, 90s, you know, whatever that may be. I don't know if I can do that today.
Yeah, it's tougher today, isn't it?
It's a real struggle.
Yeah.
I think the voices are really geared towards, you know, a different type of genres, hip hop, you know, there's all these different things. And then of course, you know, some of R&B gets swallowed up into pop, right? So I don't know, man. I think that's a legitimate question to ponder and to talk through.
Well, I tell you, you bring up a good point. So, you know, almost every day I'm mixing some type of music together. It's just a hobby of mine that I love, have all the equipment. And it's forced me to think about music in a more expanded way, Charles. And, you know, some of these artists, whether it's, you know, SZA, Lucky Day, Mick Jenkins, even Trey Songz, Chris Brown, Beyonce, that to me is all R&B. And it's an evolution of R&B. It is in a lot of ways distinct from some of the rap that we hear today, Lil Baby, et cetera. But then there's this sort of bridge between the two of those, which I would maybe potentially put Drake in that category, where he's sing rapping or whatever you want to call it, right? There's an R&B twist to that. And often his collabs are with R&B artists. So, you know, is it dead? I think, you know, no, it's not dead. Is it as popular as it once was in its true form with the younger generation? Probably not. But you start talking about sampling and all of that. A lot of that comes from R&B, right? That we hear today. So, and then we start to think outside of Black artists, Adele, et cetera, when you start to think about some of that. You know, is that not
R&B
grounded in or an extension of Justin Timberlake, right? R&B, right? That's 100% coming from R&B. Even Lil Biebs, Lil Justin, right? You can't tell me that's not from an R&B influence, right? He's not necessarily rapping. So yeah, no, it's not dead. I think it's showing up in a different form. I think it's riding in competition in a lot of ways, especially around launch dates, et cetera, with rap, which is, we know, whether we love some forms of it or not, very popular. So to me, no, it's not dead.
But I do wonder though, part of this for me is you take a voice or a talent like Anthony Hamilton. If we pushed him back 20 years, would he be a bigger star than he is today? Because the guy's
great question.
Talented. I think he's well known in most parts, but he's not, call it,
appreciated.
Yeah, he's probably not appreciated, but it's probably not a good example because I think he's got a lot more talent. But he's not Keith Sweat in terms of like notoriety and like fame and all the things that come along with that, right? The guy's probably made a good, really good living as an artist on the body of work that he has, but should that body of work have a grander stage than it does? And that's that. I think that's part of the dialogue as well when you think about, hey, is R&B dead? could some of these artists that exist today with extreme talent have a much more thriving career in an earlier stage in this field?
Man, what a wonderful question. And, you know, I don't know. You could definitely make the argument when you look at or listen to someone like Anthony Hamilton versus the voice capability of Key Sweat.
Or, completely different.
Right, answer. Right. Or I'll be sure.
Yeah, and that's why I made that's why I made the analogy, because the talent is just not even equal.
Right. You know, I think there were a lot of things going on with R&B then. You started to see, let's just call it, the power of light skin, right? I'll be sure, and cats like that start to emerge, right? Pretty Boys or whatever. There you go, right? At the same time, you can't argue Anthony Hamilton's talent. I mean, the man can just flat out sing, right? But then you start to think about the Mary J. Blige's of the world, et cetera, right? Lauryn Hill's. Mm-hmm. And the impact that's had on the music we hear today. And in some regards, even when you think about Nas, Jay-Z, a lot of their most popular collabs were with R&B artists. That still shows up today. So to your point, I think there's also this movement towards talent being secondary, especially with voice augmentation, et cetera, and things that we can do. And I try to, anytime I'm, you know, trying to mix music or talk about music, I always do all I can, man, to pay homage to the Luthers, the Curtis Mayfields, the Minnie Riperton's, which is the Isley, which is where my, Patrice Rushen, one of my favorite artists, which is where my inspiration comes from. So even something as small as Charles, when I'm mixing music, oftentimes I incorporate them into current artists in terms of what the mix is ultimately going to sound like or produce, because that's my way of paying homage to what I think is critical music for all of us.
What's your favorite mix right now? What are you mixing the most with? What's in my head right now was, because you mentioned Luther. Never Too Much.
Yeah, Never Too Much. My favorite by him. One of my favorite, Shine. And then Creep, 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 Creep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the group he was with?
He was with, not LTD.
They have a
song. Oh, Change. He was with Change.
Change. And they have a song that was.
They got a number of songs, man. Change.
I hear all the time.
Yeah, Lover's Holiday.
I'll hear it and I'll go, wait a minute, dude. That's Luther.
Yeah, that was Change, man. And see, that's the point, though, right, Charles, is you will never replace that music. And it was so critical to what we hear today, especially in the most relevance is when you hear a sample. And it's crazy when folks think the original version of something, you know, started in, you know, 2019. Nah, dog, that was like
1960.
That's hardly anything. Yeah. So today, man, I'm always paying homage to my girl, Patrice Rushen. I'll mix her with
her.
Yeah. And man, it's amazing, some of those combinations, man, that come out. She's got about 5 songs that are always in rotation for me as the backdrop to bring in Future in, or, you know, Lucky Day, whoever it might be.
Love Patrice Rushen. Last question for you on this is, when I get a mixtape.
So here's the beauty of this conversation. I'm on SoundCloud, my brother. So if you go into SoundCloud,
all right,
and punch in DJ the Doc, DJ THEDOC.
DJ the Doc. There we go.
And there's probably 60 tracks up in there. And I'm adding them on a daily basis, man. So appreciate you asking. That was a shameless plug, man. I appreciate that.
We always take the shameless plug.
we do.
Shame in that.
So are we in agreement that it's not dead, but it does need a shot of something, man, to revive it in a sense?
Maybe it just needs a shot of tequila.
You know what? That doesn't sound bad. It doesn't sound bad. right, man. Well, thank you for entertaining that conversation. And we'll move on to the next one now.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.